plastic surgery is becoming more popular in Afghanistan, but the reasons that some women want surgery might not be what you think. The World's Shirin Jafari has the story.
25-year-old Zara is convinced she's not pretty. First, it's her eyes. I want to get rid of this extra skin, she says, pinching the area above her eyes. It pains me to even look at it, she says, pulling at it with her fingers. Then there's that nose, that small, flat, unattractive nose. Her descriptions, by the way. She wants a bigger one. I'll explain why in a minute. Zara has made up her mind. In a couple of hours, a doctor will numb her eyelids and cut off that extra skin. She'll be one step closer to looking the way she's always wanted, with open eyes and a big nose.
I am Dr. Zalmay Khan Ahmadzai, dermatologist and aesthetic specialist.
This is the surgeon who's going to operate on Zahra. He's tall, wears a white lab coat, and swaggers around his clinic. The place is buzzing with patients, men, women, kids, all with various skin problems, here with the hope of having them fixed.
And also, pardon,
Dr. Ahmadzai is kind of a celebrity here. A picture on his desk shows him shaking hands with the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani. Dozens of awards and certificates hang on the wall. He lists all the places he got them.
Many, many countries. Germany, Dubai, India.
Ahmadzai says about a decade ago, when he first opened his clinic in Kabul, plastic surgery was only limited to fixing scars left by war, or say burns or acid attacks.
Unfortunately, there's no cosmetology, there's no aesthetic.
That was also when Afghanistan was emerging from life under the Taliban. The group had banned all TV, movies, and music. The militants famously hanged TV sets in public, claiming that watching them led to moral corruption. After the US brought down the Taliban, Afghans slowly got access to satellite TV. They could watch Bollywood movies at home. And that's when Ahmadzai saw an opportunity. He ran ads for his clinic on national TV. A voice tells Afghans that a wrinkle-free forehead doesn't have to be a thing of dreams, that cosmetic surgery has made it to Afghanistan. They can't look like these Bollywood stars they see on TV.
So now people have much awareness about aesthetic specialty, plastic surgery, and also dermatology.
Fast forward a few years, and Ahmadzai's clinic is filled with patients like Zara. He sits with Zara, showing her pictures of his handiwork.
For her, before and after.
A brag book of his before and after eyes and noses.
Many change. You can see before.
Remember Zara telling me she wanted a bigger nose? That's what these photos show. Zara is obsessed with having big eyes and a big nose because, compared to most Afghans, her features are noticeably smaller. She belongs to a minority group called the Hazaras. They're believed to be descendants of Genghis Khan. They make up only 9% of the population here, and they're Shiites, unlike the majority of Afghans who are Pashtun and Sunni.
The Hazara have like swelling eye, moon-type face, and they have a small nose. Many look like Philippines, Japanese, and Chinese.
Hazara's history in this country is intertwined with brutality and discrimination. More recently, the Taliban and the Islamic State have targeted their communities, bombing their schools and mosques. The militant groups consider Hazaras apostates or non-believers, deserving to die. Ahmadzai says he's seeing more and more Hazara patients.
Some of them are interesting to be like normal other people.
Yeah, he says they want to look like normal people.
Do you feel like it's okay to change the way they look, not for any health reason, just because they want to look a different ethnicity?
Yeah, many people are interesting to do the surgery to bring some change in their natural face. That's the main point of it.
The way Ahmadzai sees it, he's helping these women. He explains to them what the operation involves.
About the complication of surgery, about the benefits of surgery, all of them we can tell to the patient. If patient is agree, after that we have some agreement signed, and after that we can do operation.
He says he gets roughly 20 or 30 Hazara patients every month. A nose job at his clinic costs around 30,000 Afghanis. That's about $400. Shockingly cheap compared to the US, for example. But not in Afghanistan, where that's what most people earn in a year. Ahmadzai, though, does offer discounts to low-income women.
If the people are so poor, we can help them.
That's how Zahra could afford these operations. I ask her if these surgeries, you know, to get her eyes and nose to look bigger, is it because she doesn't want to look Hazara anymore? No, she says, it's not because I don't want to look Hazara. I just want to look beautiful. Here, I can't help myself. I have to tell her she does look beautiful. But I want to look even better, she says, going on to explain again that beautiful to her is having big eyes and a big nose. As for Ahmadzai, he's here to make that happen. For the world, Shirin Jafari, Kabul, Afghanistan.